We're in Siman Kuf Nun Tes and Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. We're up to Siv Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing. Tzarech Shiavo Hamayim Mikoach Nosim. The water has to come from someone who is pouring it. This is what we call Koach Gavra. Water has to come from somebody who is pouring it. Lefikach, Tzinor Shedola Mayim Min Hayor. You have a pipe, and somebody at one end of the pipe is taking water from a river and pouring it into the pipe, and then the water is coming out all the way to the other side of the pipe, which is a distance away from it. These pipes were used for irrigation. This was a manual form of irrigation. What they would do would be is they'd have pipes going to different parts of their fields, coming from the river, but a human being had to take water from the river and pour it into the pipe. And this way the pipe ended up taking the water to wherever it had to carry it to. You can't put your hands into the pipe for the water to go in and run on them. This is not considered koach gavra. Why is that? Because the one that poured it, his koach is only felt very near where he poured it. After that, we do not consider it a direct result of what he did. It's something of a grumma. It is not considered koach gavra. So this is the first halacha. Now, in a case where you're right next to the person, v'meisim yodov karav l'makom hashvicha, what happens if the person is pouring and you're getting the water from the pipe, but it's quite near where the person is pouring from? Even though the person pouring is not pouring onto you, he's pouring into the pipe, and only from the pipe is it coming onto you. Also, lo netila, that is considered a kosher netila. The cholzman shehim krovim lamakom hashvicha adain mikochohim boim, because since you're near him, we consider that koach rishon. It's considered maisa and not grama. Now you can ask the question. Where is the keli that you're washing from? You're getting water from a pipe. That's not a keli. The teretz is, the keli that the man is pouring into the pipe from is the keli. Now, let's ask another question. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't deal with this here, but we learned that if you have a keli that has a hole in the middle of it, you can't go and pour the water from the top of the keli, even though it's originating in a keli that's good, but when it's rolling over the top of the keli, it's rolling over a keli that's pasul. So that ruins it. So why over here, even though the person that's pouring it is pouring it from a kosher keli, but he's pouring it into a pipe that is mechubar lekarka and is not a kosher keli? The answer to that is that over here, you're not using a pasul keli. Over here, you're using something that's not a keli altogether. If something comes from a kli and passes over something that's not a keli, it doesn't ruin it. Not so when you're pouring from a kosher keli through the upper part of a keli with a hole, where the upper part cannot hold a revius, there you're pouring through a pasul keli. A pasul keli will pasul it. So here, again, you're taking water from the river, putting it in a bucket, and pouring it into a pipe. So long as you're still within the koach rishon, that you can still feel the original pressure of his having poured it, you're close enough for that, the halach is, it is a good netilas yadayim. Further, what happens if you put your hands into this pipe? Meaning, you didn't allow the pipe to drip water onto you, but you put your hands into the pipe. So you want this to work, midin tefila. Einam tahoris mikoach tefila. We do not consider this a tefila. Why is that? Mipnei shehem she'uvim. Because the water is not water that is kosher for a mikveh. This is water that came from a keli. Mayim shuvim, you can't do tefillah in. The Mishnah Berurah makes mention of the Shitas HaRavid that mayim shuvim are good for tefillah sudayim, but no one else paskins like him, and we will learn him in detail later. Now further, there's a halacha in Hilchas Mikvos that you can take water that is mayim she'uvim, water that sat in a keli, and you can turn that into mikveh water, which must be natural water that did not sit in a keli, by allowing it to roll for three tfachim on the ground. On the ground or on cement that's on the ground. That is enough. It's called hamshacha. Hamshacha is one of the ways of being machshir mayim she'uvim for tefillah. Now, in the case of a mikvah, we paskin that you cannot be machshir a mikvah totally by way of taking mayim she'uvim and doing hamshacha. Kulo she'uvim b'hamshacha in a case of mikvah we're machmir. Here, in the case of tefillas yadayim, we're actually mekel. So let's see the halacha inside. When is it not good when you go and pour from a bucket into the pipe? What happens if you pour it far away from the pipe, three tfachim, and allow it to roll into the pipe? She'uvim that you did hamshacha on the ground, even though you cannot have an entire mikvah of that, you can use it entirely for netilas yadayim, for tefillas yadayim. That is, it's good enough for tefillas yadayim. Va'afilu dola v'nos netocha charitz atzmo, even in the case where there was no hamshacha, but what you're doing is you're pouring water. Directly into the pipe. Im hadli nokuv me'achorav bekonis mashke. If the bucket that you're filling from the river has a hole in it where water could have entered, uba'od sheshof of derech pivlit tzinor makaleach me'achorav li'or, and while you're pouring, there's a little bit of water that's pouring out of the bucket back into the river. Mat bilbo es hayadayim. You can use it for tefillas yadayim. Why is that? The chashivi kilu hitbul bayor. The nitzuk ze mechaber hakol yor. The chashivi mayim shebetzinor mechuborim li mei mei hor. Afal gav the nitzuk kozel ochoshev chibrulin yun tefila. This deal holds that if there's a connection between your bucket and the river, it's considered as a part, as an extension of the river, and therefore this doesn't become mayim she'uvim. This is all considered mei mikvah. Now, how can you do tefillah of your hands in the pipe? Because a pipe is not a keli, so it becomes a kosher mikvah. This is because there's a stream of water that is coming out of the bucket, connecting the bucket to the river. So it makes the bucket an extension of the river. Once again, in a mikveh, we're not somach on this. You can't fill a mikveh this way. We are somach on it with regard to netilas yadayim, to tefillas yadayim. V'yesh cholkim bazeh, v'omim negam l'netilas yadayim lo choshev chibur. There are those that disagree and do not consider it a connection. Next, says the Ramah. Hagah, Ein little yoda ma'osin avonim hakfuim lakosol vasol and beis kibul uvarza. If you have a piece of stone that's connected to the ground, you dug out of it, you engraved in it a place that holds water, and then you went and you attached a spout to it. You can't use that. Im hayu kli tchila v'chibram lakosol notum men. Whereas if it was a keli and then you connected it, then it is good. So the basic rule is. The basic rule is that if it was a keli beforehand, then it has a shein keli. If it wasn't a keli beforehand, then it's not considered a keli. And once it's not considered a keli, you can do tvilis kelim in it if the water that's being poured in still has a nitzuk, it still has a stream of water that is connecting it back to the river itself because it is leaking. Now, in the machlokis in the mechaber, where he said yesh cholkin and say that is not considered a chibur, Mishnah Berurah brings down that the marshal really assers, he holds that it's not good. He says that you could be mekel b'shas hadchak, whereas if you later get an opportunity to go wash again, you should wash a second time, but don't make a bracha, because the first netila may have been a kosher netila, and savik brachas lahakel.